Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. So what I want to talk about today is on the subject, neglect naysayers with faith or vision. So what is faith or vision? Faith or vision is coming to realize the vision that God has put in your heart and carrying that vision out through faith. It's the ultimate plan that he has for your life. Have faith in what God has given you a charge to do. No matter what people say, focus in on that thing that he told you to do and step out on his word like Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water. That's faith, O vision. God says in Habakkuk 2:2, to write the vision and make it plain. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. So write the vision that God put in your heart and take action on it now. That's faith or vision. I know. People are talking with that background noise. Who do she think she is? Who do he think he is? The audacity to believe in God's promise. Hey, don't let it hinder you. Whatever you do, my friends, never listen to naysayers who despise humble beginnings. They don't have the vision nor the faith that God has given you. In Jeremiah 20:11, King James Version, God says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let's go over to the New Living Translation. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. I like that. That's faith or vision. Look, God knew you before the foundations of this world. So put the naysayers on mute. Take action, move forward, and don't be discouraged. Have faith in God. Faith or vision. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a good and blessed day. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor, Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net.